This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Energy companies are growing more and more interested in extracting natural gas and oil from rock through hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. And one of the nation's biggest oil mega rocks is in California. For KAZU, Vinny Tong reports on the Monterey Shale.
Geologist Bob Garrison stands at the edge of the Pacific Ocean on part of a vast rock formation known as the Monterey Shale.
We're standing on a cliff overlooking the coastline at Santa Cruz on the west side of Santa Cruz.
Garrison is a professor emeritus of UC Santa Cruz who has extensively studied the Monterey Shale. The rock formation stretches from north of San Diego, up past San Francisco, then out into the Pacific Ocean, and inland into the San Joaquin Basin. Garrison leads the way toward the water's edge, where cracked light gray rocks peek out.
So we're going to climb down there and look closely at the rocks, particularly at the fracturing in the rocks.
The rocks, he points out, are fractured naturally, cracked in jagged lines from the stress of the earth itself. Garrison says those fractures demonstrate roughly what oil companies do artificially. Fracking involves shooting water, sand, and chemicals to create cracks in rock to extract natural gas or oil.
The Monterey Formation is the main source and reservoir rock for oil in California.
The Monterey Formation is pretty special.
Rick Bell is a geological sciences professor at CSU Long Beach. He conducts ongoing research projects on the Monterey Shale with the support of some petroleum companies like ExxonMobil. Bell says what makes the Monterey Shale special is what happened during the Miocene epoch, roughly 10 million years ago. That's when ocean currents brought a surge of nutrients to the Pacific.
There was a great deal of upwelling that brought those nutrients to the surface, and so the plankton, the single-celled algae that live at the surface of the ocean, just reproduced like mad. And so we have this amazingly rich formation.
In the past, energy prices weren't high enough to motivate oil exploration in hard-to-reach areas. But prices have gone up. Plus, oil companies realized they can get to the oil by combining fracking with the evolving technology of horizontal drilling. Bell says that has led to more exploration. And success elsewhere has turned attention to the Monterey Shale.
North Dakota, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, etc. And so they're turning their eyes and going, oh boy, there's a whole bunch of the Monterey Formation that's made up of these rocks that we never could get oil out from before, but now that we have these new technologies, maybe we can.
The new technology and its potential consequences has conservationists urging regulators to catch up, and fast. Jonathan Evans is with the Center for Biological Diversity, an environmental advocacy group.
But we need to ban fracking until we know what harms are occurring.
He says California regulators need to start protecting the public from the dangers of hydraulic fracturing.
It has a host of harmful impacts, and unfortunately, in California, because the regulators are asleep at the wheel right now, we don't know what harm is occurring to our groundwater supplies, our air quality, and our wildlife.
It's unknown because state and federal regulators have no authority over fracking, and they don't even have a way to track which companies are already doing it. The Center for Biological Diversity has found evidence of fracking in Monterey County. But because companies don't have to disclose their fracking activities, it is difficult to know just how much has been done and where.
At a minimum, we need disclosure of the harm that is occurring and the types of chemicals that are being pumped into the ground and impacting our groundwater supplies.
The State Department of Conservation is developing regulations for fracking that could force greater disclosure. A spokesman says it could be more than a year before the rules are finalized. For KAZU News, I'm Vinny Tong.